Hey, you're listening to the Slugger Craft Beverage Podcast, a weekly show with two dudes discussing booze and life and pepper with copious amounts of swearing. I'm John. My co-host Steven and I are just regular beer lovers. We have great palates and plenty of knowledge, but we're not beer snobs. We're not going to fucking talk shit about beer. We're going to just talk about beer. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at SluggerP. You can also reach out to us at jk.rtcbrew@gmail.com or sluggardpodcast@gmail.com. All right, welcome to the Sluggard. I'm John.
And I'm Steven.
And today we have a really cool lineup. I think Steven brought this entire lineup.
Yeah, I always provide the best beers.
Well, you brought the entire lineup because I left my beer on my kitchen counter this morning.
You should honestly be punished for that, and I should drink your half of the beer.
I'm not going to do it with this beer. I might do it with that last beer that we warmed up with. anyway, we haven't recorded in about a week. So, to start off with, lots of stuff going on right now, and apparently both our worlds, because we've been distracting ourselves from recording by talking about shit not related to the podcast, because there's so much shit going on. But I got in trouble at my job this week.
For what?
Internet use. Inappropriate internet use.
Oh, God, the pornography thing again?
Not this time. So, okay, you ever just sit around work and keep thinking, like, I need to get the fuck out of this place. I need to do something else.
I thought about that about five times today while at work.
Exactly. So I'm sitting there. I've got some downtime, and I'm sitting there. I'm like, I need out of this place, but I don't know what the fuck I can do. So I just start Googling, like, different ideas on how I can make a living by doing minimal work, still being able to drink anytime I want, which I can't do at my current job, but I want to do that, and just, you know, have an easy gig. So I start Googling how to start a cult.
No, oh, here we go.
And then I find this site all about, like, how to identify people most likely to join a cult and the things that people look for to follow that, you know, they won't realize it's a cult when they do it, but it's a cult. And so I was reading all this stuff, and my supervisor, who you've met, Shelly, great lady, she's like, what are you doing? She sends me an instant message. I was like, I don't know. I'm just goofing off, waiting till work starts. She's like, stop looking up cult stuff on your computer. It's like, IT's already said that you've gone through the filter like four times. So I was like, I might have been on like flagged sites by the FBI or something. I don't know. But I was reading about like how to identify people to get them to join a cult, because I was thinking I could convince them to sign all of their assets over to me, liquidate their assets, and buy beer.
Can we start with convincing people to listen to this podcast?
You know, I don't think the kind of people that would join a cult would listen to a craft beer podcast.
If it's a beer cult.
We're free thinkers, though.
Yes.
But yeah, I'm not going to go into the psychology of how, like, people who do start cults look for people.
I don't know. I figure that that's probably pertinent to the beer that we're drinking.
All right. Well, I don't know how it's pertinent to the beer we're drinking, but all right. But we are drinking a Canadian beer from Brasserie du Ciel, which I'm guessing this is from fucking Quebec. It is from Quebec. All right, good to know, because it's all in French. And this is the Je ne sais, not to be confused with the Guinea, you know, that is the cheap-ass New York beer.
Well, I thought you were talking about the bird.
No, the Guinnessy, like, yes, the black and all that stuff. Right, but this is an apricot triple style ale. It's 9% alcohol. Comes in 11.5-ounce bottle. Label says, a free reinterpretation of a great brewing classic, this dry beer with a spicy character is balanced by an herbal and floral bitterness and rounded out with a touch of fruity apricot flavors. The beer culminates in a crisp, tart finish.
It's 9% too.
Oh, you taste every bit of that, huh?
No, I haven't tried it. Oh, I'm just saying it's
9%. I said it. I read the whole...
You said that?
I read the whole label.
I think I zoned. I was smelling the beer, and I was like, ah, it smells good.
Well, tell us what it smells like.
Well, you were talking, so that's why I didn't tell you before, but it smells like apricots.
No shit. Oh, everybody listening to this show is like, I am learning so much.
On top of that.
I'm getting like a grassy aroma. Like a grain.
Yeah, it's very earthy, yeah. Especially at the end. You get that. It does smell like it's going to be dry.
Yeah.
Crisp
and
dryness of
it. Maybe a little bit of tart.
Yes,
like,
definitely.
Like I can pick up tart a lot in my nose, even when the beer's not nearly as tart as what I smell. And I think that's why I'm so hit or miss with sours, is that the smell sometimes can go ahead and like turn me off from it. And then if the taste isn't quality, my brain won't get around that. Right. Like, it won't even say this is okay. It's just going to say, no, this is a shit beer, even if it's not.
I can't smell very good today. I'm a little stopped up, but it does smell good. I think
that earthy, grassy quality is actually becoming more prevalent as it sits and warms up. I haven't tried it, though.
I just took a drink. It's thick. It's thick. It's got a good bitterness to it.
Oh, wow.
I'm not sure what to think of it, man. I need to take a few more drinks.
It's a little, like, gelatinous.
It is. Like, it is. It's thick.
Like, thick and sticky, yeah. Color-wise, I mean, it's got a lot of sediment in it, which is fine. It's a great Belgian triple. I'm fine with that. A muddy, chewed-up hay color?
Yeah, I can see that.
Okay, all right. A lot of light around the edges, though. But, yeah, it's really turbid.
Yeah.
Cloudy, yeah. No, you said yeah. You knew the word turbid?
Yeah.
Okay, wonderful. It's a Canadian word.
I have no idea. I just like to agree.
Yeah, I get that. Half of these episodes is you saying, yeah.
Yeah. Well, you do most of the talking. I feel like that you like it that way, so I just agree. I'm
like
the backup guy. That just,
sometimes I want to take a drink, though, and I keep looking at you like, come on.
Well, maybe we need like a hand signal or something to people, you know.
I just go pat my head every time I need you to take a drink.
Yes. I tell you, though, you can taste the alcohol at the end of this.
I didn't get it on my first sip.
Oh, I got it big time.
Really?
Yeah.
Because there's not much on the smell.
No, there's
not. A lot of times, especially once you get to 9 higher in percentage in ABV, you smell the alcohol. This does not have it. I think the sheer heaviness of it, the thickness with all those fruit flavors and everything in it, I think that kind of takes the alcohol smell away. But I'll go in for another sip.
Yeah, I mean, just with
it. I'm patting my head, my boy.
Yeah, loud enough to where I'm sure they can hear it. But I don't know what to think of this. I've definitely had better Trappels. It's decent.
It is. It's good.
It would be better if it wasn't so thick,
it's,
I think.
Yeah, it's different. I know the label said something about spice. Yeah, with a spicy character. I'm not getting that. I get a little bit of the herbal in the aroma. But there's no spice character to that.
And, you know, for me with Trappels, one of the things that I like about it is it's very refreshing. And you could have it on a summer day. I wouldn't want this particular one on a hot summer day.
No. This is cold weather beer.
It is.
This is split with my wife during a snowstorm beer. Because this is her style of beer, except she doesn't like fruit in her triples.
What?
Yeah, she's not big on fruited Belgians. I can get her into like framboise type of stuff sometimes, a lambic on occasion, but she doesn't really dig cherries either. I have to drink that kind of shit here with you.
I'm okay with that as long as you split it with me.
Well, most of the time. I think the carbonation's spot on for it.
It is.
I'm going to give it credit on that too. Like I don't think the flavor that we're not enjoying, it's not from like a packaging quality control problem.
Right.
I think we're just not gung-ho on an apricot triple at 9% this heavy on the tongue without something else to punch through in flavor.
Right.
Like, I want one more flavor at the end of this.
Mm-hmm.
Even, I can't believe I'm saying, even if the tartness amped up on the back of your tongue.
Yeah.
Even if it would amp up a little.
It's lacking a little depth, mm-hmm. you know, with it. I'm glad I tried it. It looked interesting.
Yeah.
But I don't think I'd buy this again.
No, I agree with you. I don't think I have ever bought a bottle from this, unless from this brewery, unless this is a brewery that makes that Mount Ducats brewery, because I remember getting that because it looks like Mount Ducats, like having sex with a cat.
Right.
And I was going to buy that beer.
What kind of style was that?
A Belgian something something. I don't remember. Whatever beer goes well with fucking a cat.
I don't have a
know. Cats have claws. You don't like that.
I'm allergic to them.
You go for a much easier going animal.
Yes, yes. One that doesn't fight it as much.
Oh, my.
But, you know, this brewery, though, while this ain't one of my favorite beers, I've had a few by them. It's a good brewery.
Yeah. All right, I got to ask, how old is this bottle?
No idea. I bought it in Kentucky.
Okay, so not that old, that you've had it.
That I've had it, no.
Because on the label, it does say aging potential, and then it just says no.
Oh, it has no aging
potential. It has no aging potential.
And that could be part of the problem, because, you know, with any foreign beer that comes over here, you really don't know
how
fresh it
is. You have no idea.
I would assume Canada would be a little quicker than some of the other countries, but
sure.
Who knows?
Sure. Okay. We don't have a rating system yet. We're still trying to peg this down. So, on a scale of Pink Ranger to Green Ranger, which Power Ranger would you rate this beer with?
Well, first off, I put the Pink Ranger at the good end of the spectrum, because from what I remember, she was attractive.
Well, I was trying to go with flavors and what flavor I would probably link. And so I was like going darker to lighter to darker with flavors. Not saying that, like, the Pink Ranger would taste sweeter.
For me,
pink food is very sweet.
Oh, I'm sure the Pink Ranger tastes sweet. I would say the Blue Ranger, because I don't care about the Blue Ranger.
I was going to say the Yellow Ranger, because I don't know what to say about this beer that isn't going to make me sound stupid or racist.
Yes. Was it the Yellow Ranger Asian?
It was. It was very... Yeah. It totally was. And the Black Ranger was black. They didn't want to confuse people.
That was back when times were simple.
It was. Your racism didn't have to be jaded. Right? No veil thrown over what you're knowing. Right? And I'm not even sure that's racism. I really think they thought, this makes the most sense.
I'm sure.
I think it was ignorance, and we should find people's ignorance charming and correct it. If need be. But it should be charming. Like my pronunciation of this beer.
If it didn't make sense, we wouldn't remember it.
Right.
Because
I think I would still remember the Power Rangers. That was they left an imprint on my childhood.
I'm talking crap.
I'm not in the Power Rangers at all. I never was. I tried to get into those kind of shows because my friends were. And I was like, no. Why are people not watching cartoons anymore? This is stupid.
Bugs Bunny. Classic.
Darkwing Duck.
That should be our next scale, is like what Bugs Bunny character.
What Looney Tunes go with it. All right. I'm down. All right. We need another beer.
Of course.
Something heavy.
Yeah.
And now we're at beer number two.
All right.
We're drinking a Save the Galaxy India Pale Ale from Parkway Brewing Company. This is a brewery that's near and dear to our hearts.
It is.
Well, at least it's near.
It's the first brewery that was ever nearby that I could go to.
Right, you used to live right by the Parkway in Salem.
When they first opened,
And they're a good little brewery.
Yeah.
I preferred their previous brewer over their current brewer. I think he had more originality and took more chances. You know, sometimes when you take chances, they don't work out. But if you hedge your bets with, like, your batch sizes and promotion and things, it will work out more often than not. I think their new brewer plays it a little too close to the vest. However, I believe this particular IPA is one of his recipes.
Hmm.
I believe this came about with him. And so this is 8.3% alcohol by volume, sold in a 12-ounce bottle this year. I think it was different in previous years. But it is a solid malt backbone, complements the copious use of Citra and Mosaic hops in this India Pale Ale. Tropical fruit, citrus, berry, and pine notes intermingle to deliver a nicely balanced but assertive experience. Be the hero.
I don't even know what to say that.
Okay, that was a long pause. All right, I wasn't going to pat my head.
Be the hero.
Yeah, I mean,
am I drinking the beer?
I didn't write it.
A little cheesy.
Now, what do you think of the brewery itself?
The brewery itself, when I first started going, I liked it a lot better than what it is now. It's grown too much, too big, and honestly, as far as their offerings, they're rather dull as compared to the other breweries in the area now.
Now, I won't call them dull, but I will say they don't change their tap list, and they don't release.
To me, that's what makes
intriguing
it,
beers.
If you look at their core lineup, it's solid. It is. It's but when I go to Salem, where they're located, it's not the first brewery on the list. Just because of that.
Oh, yeah, I prefer Old Salem. We're going to put an Old Salem beer on this show.
Oh, yeah, Old Salem's a better brewery, I think.
I think they're phenomenal, yeah. But this brewery, I will say, Raven's Roost Porter is still a great
brewery. Oh, I love it.
And Get Bent is a solid IPA.
Yes, and that was their two first offers, really.
And I like it because anywhere around there, within 30 miles, all the way back to Christiansburg, if they serve beer, they have Get Bent on tap.
Yeah.
And I like that because if they don't have anything else, I'm like dying to try her. That sounds intriguing. I know I can get a Get Bent, and it's a good IPA.
Yep.
And so I am happy about that. But you're right. Their tap list is a little boring and a little mundane. They don't do really like small batch releases like a lot of really cool breweries do. They have a good location, but it stays packed because it's near a lot of hiking trails, a lot of biking trails. A lot of outdoor stuff, so a lot of people will swing in after they finished on something for the day. Right. And it's near a couple, like a hospital and a couple businesses, so a lot of people go straight off work.
Yeah.
And so it stays crowded. They don't have great parking. Yeah,
a bunch of drunk nurses and hikers there, really.
Yeah, but it's a great time. They have a good atmosphere.
They do.
I'm actually heading there Sunday to see a band.
Yeah.
And so hopefully they have something new. One thing that does upset me, though, is this and the Mama Tired, the blueberry sour that's good, replace the Float Your Boat Saison.
I like the Saison.
I think, and it's like 7.8%. It's high.
Yeah, it is.
And it's a good Saison. Now, the one good thing I can say is that when they decide they weren't making it again, they put six packs on sale for $5 a piece. Hmm. And so we loaded up.
I guess maybe it didn't sell well. I wonder what the deal was with that.
I don't know. I just think Saison's such a popular and versatile style. You can do anything with it. And just not to have one at all now is crazy. But this is a nice pale gold. I would actually, no, not gold. It's straight yellow. This is like a burnt yellow in a crayon box. But it's a pale yellow. A little bit of head still. Impressive. Yeah. For as long as we've been sitting here holding this thing. I really like the aroma.
Yeah. Oh, very nice.
I'm a big fan of Citra. So we had a Citra earlier this evening, so it fits. But what do you think of the taste?
I actually really enjoy the taste. You know, in my opinion, it seems like you don't see as many double IPAs as what you used to. Yeah. That's kind of fell off a little bit, and you know, in favor of the New England IPAs.
I would say the haze craze has bit into people.
But this is a very good, solid double IPA. When I want something that's, you know, it got a little more body to it, a little thicker, I think it's a good hot blend. It's very nice.
I agree with that, and maybe I shouldn't have been speaking so much shit about their brewer earlier, because as I said, this is one of his. This is a fucking good beer.
It is a good beer.
And I don't like Mosaic hops much. I think they taste like feet. And this is blended, and I like them as like a secondary hop. There's got to be something to cover up that off flavor that I get. This doesn't have. You can get a little dankiness.
Yes.
But I'm not getting the oniony feet flavor like a gym locker room that I normally get with Mosaic beer. Like Mosaic Promise by Founders, can't drink that shit.
I wasn't big on that either.
Smells like a locker room.
But evidently someone's a fan of the hops, because wow, it's when you release a beer like that.
Oh, I know. Oh, there are people who love it. And from other things I've read is that not everyone gets that off aroma that I get. It's all in an individual's nose, and some people don't get that at all. They smell like pineapple and stuff like that. And I'm not really getting that. Now, this did say berry, and I'm not getting berry in the nose. I'm not getting berry in the taste.
No, not at all.
But I'm sure that's probably another one of those just in some people. In the taste, I'm getting a lot of citrus for sure. And the pine, I love it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I really miss. When you said it, you don't see a lot of double IPAs like this anymore, I was thinking, yeah, with pine flavor in them, mm-hmm. with the little resiny pineness. I actually bought a couple that I'm storing for later shows because we don't get them much. And this is a good one.
Right.
the pizza place near my house has this on tap. So I knew it would be good for the show because it gave us a chance to talk about somebody local and brag on them.
Right.
And I like that. Anytime we can get a beer from around here and slide it in with all these other ones, I would love to do that and give advertising to people that we love, which is why we've got to get on the Old Salem train and pick up one of theirs.
Yes, that's on the list, that's for sure.
Yeah, we might have to do a Crowler episode.
Oh, yeah.
Pick up some Crowlers at other places.
I'm going to Weathered Ground on Friday, by the way.
There you go. Oh, I love Weathered Ground. Pick us up. I think they can more Haggard than Haggard now.
Yeah, I'm going to see what I can bring for this.
Yeah.
Definitely.
I will. We'll talk about it off mic. But, yeah, there's a couple things that would be really good on this. But, yeah, I like this beer.
Mm-hmm.
So, how are we going to rate this one?
I think we agreed Looney Tunes characters.
Okay, and what Looney Tune are you going to put with this?
Tasmanian Devil.
Why?
It is, to me, a whirlwind of hops and piney notes. I like it and definitely would keep going back for more.
I'm going Pepe Le Pew.
Because it stinks?
It's got a little funk at the end. It's got a little dankness to it, like Pepe Le Pew would. But it's smooth. It's charismatic. It's alluring. It draws you in. It makes you want to put this sucker in your mouth, which is exactly what Pepe Le Pew does on all his date rape scenes. No, I'm serious. Pepe Le Pew is not PC for today's culture.
I feel like he
straight up molests that cat.
I feel like he taught so much to the younger generation of men, though.
Apparently, that's the problem we're in now. I'm pretty sure I didn't originally come up with that. I've heard someone else make that point, but it's a valid point. But yeah, I would put this with Pepe Le Pew. I like that. I was going to go Foghorn Leghorn just because I like him, but I couldn't make it fit with the beer.
Maybe the next one.
We'll see. We'll have to try.
There's plenty of Looney Tunes characters.
That's true. That might have to be the rating system because there's so many.
True.
All right. Well, let's get to that next beer.
All right.
We are going to enjoy the Lagunitas, the Waldo's Special Ale. Now, you provided this one, right?
Yes, I found Waldo.
Oh, how long have you been saving that?
Well, I bought it, but then I lost it. Then I found it, so I really don't know.
By the way, I said beer number two. This is beer number three. I'm drunk.
Drunk.
And keep in mind, every beer we have on mic, we've probably had at least one or two more that aren't going to be on this episode.
That's a conservative number.
Right. So we keep that in mind. Now, this is by Lagunitas, which is based out of Petaluma, California, but they have another brewery in Chicago.
Yes. And you went to that, didn't you?
I did. I was pretty drunk already. My wife was sober and dying to go, even though she doesn't really like hoppy beer, which is Lagunitas' definite thing. But we went. We took a Uber. It was really expensive. Out to like a warehouse district in Chicago and tried them out.
I thought you was going to say, where y'all were robbed.
No. We had a great time in Chicago. Never felt in danger the entire time. And we wandered through some places that we probably shouldn't have. But from what I understand is that Chicago, like most major cities that have like a tourist industry, the police and the criminal element, not an unwritten rule, but it's understood, don't fuck with the tourist. If you're going to kill each other, kill the locals.
Right. You know, criminals are very, usually pretty good about coming to terms with what the police say. It's like, hey, just piss us off limits.
No. But like Orlando, I know, is like that. Orlando, it is common knowledge. Like, criminals will return your wallet if you lose it in Orlando. Because if you get caught robbing or hurting a tourist, the police are going to crack down on you like a motherfucker. Because that's their money. That's where they're making money. Chicago is not quite the same. But we never felt in danger. And I might be talking out of my ass. Maybe we just got lucky. I don't know. But I know I had a good time at the Bears game.
Dumb Bears.
But anyway, this is the Waldo Special Ale, and this is a big beer. This is their 2019 iteration of this beer. And I've had it a couple times before, previous years. Had bought a six-pack of this one because I just really like it. But it's a 11.7% sold a 12-ounce bottle. It says, in 1971, the Waldos met one afternoon at 4:19. As to not be late, and set out on it in a 66 Impala, armed with a treasure map, on a journey to find a spot near Point Reyes. They never found the spot, but they kept looking. The dankest and hoppiest beer ever brewed at Lagunitas was made with the help of the Waldos for all treasure hunters. Hmm. Now, I don't listen to Waldos. You're not responding, so I'm guessing you don't either.
I don't even know what you're talking about, the Waldos.
Okay, it's a band.
Oh, it's a band.
I'm fairly confident this is a band.
Oh, I've never heard of them.
Okay, I'm going to Google it, and if I'm wrong, I'm going to add in an addendum at the end of this episode and tell you how full of shit I actually am.
Probably a lot.
But I think it's a band. I don't need your input.
What kind of band is this?
I don't know. Probably a hippie jam band. It's like Fish. Like you're just making it up. They're like Fish.
Is Fish still around?
They're probably still playing their last show. They never stop.
Yeah, kind of like Blue Oyster Cult. They're still on tour from one.
No, I just meant like they play six songs and they're all half an hour long anytime they play.
They're a jam band.
I know. They're Grateful Dead.
Yeah, I don't like Grateful Dead.
Yeah. You know who else does that? Bob Dylan. And he is not a jam band.
No, he is not.
And I love Bob Dylan. Love Bob Dylan's music, but he is known for doing very long versions of some of his songs. Mm-hmm. Like Rush.
But Rush could do it very well, though.
Well, and that's just because they need to give you a break from Geddy Lee's voice.
Right, right. Yes, that is very very unique voice there.
I enjoy Geddy Lee, but
I do get tired of Tom Sawyer, though.
Well, yeah. That's just because our local rock station plays it every hour on the hour.
Right.
Much like anything Dave Mustaine. They also do a Tuesday beer segment. And it's not bad. I'm not going to talk shit about it.
But ours is better.
Yeah, you should definitely listen to ours. And I'm not going to give the station a shout out because they won't put us on. But anyway, Lagunitas is a very cool brewery.
This is one of my, pound for pound, one of the best breweries out there.
I agree.
For the price that you pay for all their beers, none of them's way too expensive or anything like that. All of them's good.
They do bomber bottles that are regular $6.99 at the expensive bottle shops I go to.
Yeah.
And, I mean, you can't beat that. They do great beers. The Sakatumi beer?
That was probably the most expensive one I've seen. I think it was maybe $8.99. That's like a half gallon.
Yeah, it's a 32-ounce bottle. We need to do that for the show. Yes. That's a good beer.
It is.
And I will try to pick up a bottle of that. Every time I buy one, though, and I've done it twice for this show, I drink it.
Yep, it happens.
It's a good beer. It happens. Miranda even likes that one. It's made with sake yeast, by the way, for those of you not familiar with Sakatumi. But they do specialize in hoppy beers, though they do have some good stouts. They've made a handful of sours. I don't remember anything outrageous at the brewery. I remember the atmosphere at the brewery was really fun, though. Like, just they had a rec room that you could see into for their employees. It was just like pinball machines and beanbags everywhere. The little tap room I went to go drink in itself had like a Mrs. Pac-Man game in the corner that you could play at. And there were all these events going on all week long. That's not when we were there. But we had a really good time. Tap list was basically what you can get in the bottle, though. But okay. The Chicago brewery is probably just production.
Right.
So it's forgivable. They're not doing the test batches there. I'm betting that's back in California. Hmm. Now, as far as smell, what are you getting? I haven't even looked.
Sweetness, syrupy.
Alcohol.
Alcohol.
Yeah. There's definitely a burn in your nose of alcohol.
Drop of honey, caramel.
I get honey. I like that.
Hops.
Mm-hmm.
Dank.
Yeah, I was going to say a lot of hops like the previous beer, but in a beefed up mode.
Yes.
Definitely a little dankness. I'm thinking it doesn't give us the hops, but definitely a more West Coast. I know they're from fucking California. I'm really fucking original with my description, right? But I'm thinking more West Coast style hop there. Not an East Coast kind of hop. There's no Cascade in this, I'm guessing.
You know what I'd compare the smell to, though, is almost the 120-minute IPA from Dogfish Head.
I understand where you're coming from. Especially especially the bit of honey.
Yes.
Ooh, bit of honey. That's what I'm smelling.
Bit of honey.
You ever had that candy?
No.
I'm thinking bit of honey. That's what I'm getting at. But yeah, this is good. It's a nice light copper, perfectly clear. I mean, this is a really well made beer, and like we said, Lagunitas makes it well.
Yes. And I just took a drink. I'd say it's like medium heavy mouthfeel, not heavy. Very nice. You do get the alcohol, but it's not overwhelming. The hops hit you. It's a really nice, nice blend. It's not too much, not too bitter.
I agree.
Smooths at the end.
It's very balanced.
Yes.
Very balanced. Now I remember why I bought a six pack of this beer.
Oh, it's good.
I had actually forgotten why I decided to, and I the other reason was it was $12.99 a six pack. That's a good price for this.
Yeah.
This is a damn good beer.
I like it.
Oh my. You get a little bit of that honey syrupiness there to give it that medium mouthfeel.
Yeah.
Not so heavy, not like that triple.
Right.
Not nearly as heavy on the tone as that. Just slightly heavier than the previous IPA we had, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not sickly sweet like a lot of double IPAs are.
Right.
And they don't claim this is a double IPA. They just claim it as a special ale. I'm curious to see what Untappd calls this. I can't remember. And that, you know, Untappd's not the official delegation or anything like that. We're just saying, you know, it's something we go by. We enjoy Untappd.
We do. But, we use it often.
Oh, man. This is a great beer.
I love it.
There's a roastiness at the end. Like, I haven't had a drink in about a minute, and there's a roasty quality sitting on my tongue.
And actually, Untappd is referring this to a triple IPA.
I can sign off on that.
Yeah.
And for that style, best one I can say I've ever had. Because I don't like triple IPAs. I just feel like they're trying way too fucking hard to make something so that it becomes unbalanced and sickly sweet, like I just said. And so this does an amazing job of keeping great flavors going the entire time you're drinking, not just being like initial beer taste, punch you with fucking hops, end with fucking sweet. This is very mellow all the way through. And like I said, you get a completely different aftertaste if you just let it sit a minute on your tongue.
Right. Yeah, I definitely would recommend buying this if you see it out. It's a daggone good beer.
Yeah. Buy it by the six pack. I'm sure it'll age a decent amount of time just from the amount of hops in it.
Right.
Give it a sit on the shelf. I mean, drink one a week.
And if you can't drink them all, send us one or two.
Yeah, by all means. Speaking of, before we should rate first. Never mind. We gonna stick with Looney Tunes one more time?
Yeah, we can do that, but I need a minute on this one, I think.
Okay, I'll go first. That's fine. Okay. All right. I am going to rate this a Foghorn Leghorn.
Okay, why?
Because I say I like Foghorn Leghorn a ton, and I enjoy this beer a ton. So I think that this is a Foghorn Leghorn beer.
I'm going with Tweety Bird.
Why?
Because if I drink a couple of these, I will talk like Tweety Bird.
I want you to drink a couple of these. I don't believe you would talk like Tweety Bird.
I would stutter and stuff, yes.
Oh, yeah, okay.
That's what I'm talking about.
I say,
about.
Does Tweety Bird slur?
Slur, stutter, whatever.
Does Tweety Bird drive erratically? Can Tweety Bird say his ABCs backwards?
Maybe.
I know they don't really have you do that.
No, that's numbers.
That's because everybody's so fucking illiterate, we can't say our ABCs backwards.
Well, that's true. That's sad.
Yeah. Did you know that I read the other day that only 1 in 4 Americans will read an entire book this calendar year?
Are you serious?
Yep.
Now, I don't read a lot, but that's pathetic.
Oh, I agree. But you read a book a year, at least.
Mm-hmm.
We have a friend, the guy I used to run a brewery with named Corey, who is not a reader. He'll be the first one to tell you. He reads more than a book a year.
Yeah.
And I mean, he devours a book, though. He knows every part of it. He will remember it forever. So I understand why he's a slow reader, because he, memorizes the fucking thing. He still reads. I don't know how we got on this tangent, because I was talking about illiterate people. I know how.
Can't retain the book, the fact that you're reading, I think it holds your attention. I think it's good for you. I think
it helps.
One of the biggest problems with smartphones, you know, you're flipping through Facebook and stuff like that. I think you train your brain to read 30-second clips of stuff.
Yeah.
And you can't hold your attention any further without flipping.
Yeah.
And I think books help keep you held down to what you need to learn.
I agree with that. And so this is John and Steven at the Sluggard Craft Beverage Podcast telling you to read a fucking book.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Our autobiography will be available at Barnes & Noble next month.
Steven's is called One Man, One Goat, Two Boots.
I will be doing a book signing in McDowell County, West Virginia.
Anyway, you can reach out to us at SluggardP on Twitter or SluggardPodcast on Facebook, jk.rtcbrew@gmail.com or SluggardPodcast@gmail.com. Cheers.
Cheers.